This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
That's right, you're tuning in to Breaking Waves on Eastside 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Alex, joined by Jules.
Woo woo!
I hope everyone's had a great weekend. And if you're still recovering from a wild one, like I know I am.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Yeah, just take it easy. We've got you covered. Let's sit back, relax, and have a chill night.
Mm-hmm. And coming up, we're diving into some very interesting topics. We've got solo travel tips, a review of Wicked, the latest COVID updates, and many more.
And Christmas is literally around the corner.
Literally. It's officially December, so it's allowed to be. It's allowed to be here.
So exciting. It is like literally within like days. Mariah Carey, of course, everyone knows that this time around from December 1st, All I Want for Christmas is playing with me. I start November 1st. I'm listening to Christmas music from then.
You're a month ahead.
You are. I mean, you literally like just last week said, okay, I think I'm ready to get into the Christmas spirit.
I said, can you just give me till December 1st? Like, just give me that time. Give me that space. And I you did. And now I'm ready. Yeah. I am ready.
Yay. Well, did you know that Mariah Carey earns $3 million, almost $3 million every year from her hit All I Want for Christmas is You?
I mean, it is a great song.
I know. Well, my favorite version is, of course, the one with Justin Bieber.
JB.
I'm the biggest believer. So, of course, that's the one we're playing for you right now. Here's All I Want for Christmas on Eastside FM.
Toy on Christmas Day.
Waves on Eastside FM with Alex and Jules. Let's do a Wicked review.
Wicked review.
Wicked review.
So Alex and I went and saw Wicked about a month ago now.
Yeah.
We went when it opened, first in Australia to watch it. And I loved it.
I loved it. I've never seen Wicked, the musical or anything else. So I had no idea what was going to happen.
Mm.
That's why when you like told me what happens at the end, I was like, no, don't tell me.
And true. Because like, it's a two-parter. I didn't know that, to be fair.
And then it's been around for, what do you say, 28 years?
Like 20 years or something? Yeah, because it was a musical first, obviously. But so that's why I'm like, no one can complain about spoiling it because it's been around forever. It's also based on a book, actually.
No way. So it was the book, then the musical, and then... Is this the only movie about Wicked?
Book, musical, movie. Yes. So apparently it's been like the most highly sought after movie rights because obviously it's one of the most successful Broadway musicals. And so it's taken them like literally over 20 years to get it into production. I mean, you saw the production value of that like Oz land that they made. It was insanity.
Insane. And I loved how like The Wizard of Oz... that's a show I watched as a kid.
Yeah.
So it was so nice to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's how the Yellow Brick Road came about.
Right. I love the little like Easter eggs, her name. I mean, yeah, spoilers. When she explains how her name went from Galinda to Glinda in like, you know,
that
all those
was
little
so
things.
Random. I think so Ariana Grande, she really, really played the part so well. I forgot that she was an actor before she was a singer. And I was like, she's a really good actress. She's actually funny.
Before that, she was originally, when she was a little baby, a musical theater kid.
Stop it.
Dude, you can't be in Wicked and not be a musical theater.
It's funny how in like school, it's like musical theater, like the nerds. And it's like, ew, musical theater. I couldn't imagine. But then now it's like,
musical theater is so
making the money.
Not even making the money. It's like, it's dancing, it's acting, it's singing. It's like... That they're so passionate, and you can tell by in all of their press junket interviews how incredibly important this was for them. And I think that that's what made it so good. Don't take it for granted.
What was the actress who played Ariana Grande's co-star? What was her name?
Who played
Elphaba?
Yeah. Cynthia Erivo.
Cynthia Erivo. You know what the craziest thing is?
Uh-oh.
You know the salary difference between Ariana Grande?
Oh, no. I can imagine it's...
this is ridiculous. So Ariana was paid
$15. What? She just really wanted that part.
She's really, really... $15 million.
What?
$15 million to play Galinda.
Mm-hmm.
And guess how much Elphaba, her co-star, was paid?
Okay, I'm actually going to guess.
Guess.
$8 million.
One.
What?
$1 million versus $15 million.
That's crazy.
And she was on screen more.
She's also Elphaba, yeah.
Yeah, and also...
But also Ariana Grande.
It's Ariana Grande. Like, she could have... I mean, obviously, her publicist or whatever, her manager would have been like, Ariana has... She's either going to put out an album or she's going to be in the movie. So what do you want? And they would have been like, we'll give you however much you want. Like,
beyond that as well, she brought in a lot of promo.
That, you know what?
Because everyone was like, Ariana Grande is going to be in. Ariana Grande is going to be in. People are going to go watch this just to sort of suss if she's good or not. I thought she was so incredible and hilarious. And she can really sing.
So I guess
women, we knew that.
You're right. It does make sense. How much did they make in box office?
Okay. Kind of like, 2 weeks after its release, it made $360 million. I'm not sure how that compares to Barbie, though.
Yeah, Barbie so far has made almost $1.5 billion in box office. So we'll see how far Wicked goes.
We'll see, yeah. So for those who haven't watched it and don't know the musical, we're not going to spoil too much, but I'll give you a little like plot overview. So Elphaba, Wicked Witch of the West, is a misunderstood young woman. It's like the prequel to their journey in The Wizard of Oz. Mm. She's a misunderstood young woman because of her green skin. So she's ostracized, made fun of, etc. And then Galinda, who Ariana Grande plays, is this popular girl. She's blonde, she's got pink hair. Mm-hmm. Woo-woo. So they're like the most unlikely of pairs and they hate each other at first.
Mm.
And then you sort of just see this relationship blossom in a way that... embraces both of their differences and they both like stand very strong in their space, and it's like just beautiful to see because that's the reality of a lot of, as you get older, people start to grow and change, and you're gonna have problems and issues that come up because you're different.
Yeah, and it's in university as well. Is it based?
Oh,
so
it
it's
is.
Like
yes.
So common to all like the bullying and the ostracizing. That's like really today's world with uni, with schooling.
Completely.
And I love the modern element that they put to it, because obviously this is 20 years old. And so I like that the fashion and the terminology in their language as well.
I loved it. It's so funny.
The humor, it's Gen Z.
Yeah, it is. It's funny. And that's what I love about a musical as well. Like, they are going to make it funny. Like, it checks all the boxes.
They made it relatable to like today's world, obviously.
Mm-hmm. But interestingly, when I was like researching about it and reading everything on the internet, everyone is trying to say that their relationship has a romantic, like sexual sort of undertone, which I think reveals like everything wrong with how our culture views love, because why every time there's a deep connection, can it not just be platonic? Like, we have this sort of hierarchy of relationships in our minds where it's like friendships at the bottom and then you sort of move further up. So the deeper the connection, the better the connection. Oh, it must enter into romantic sexual territory. Mm. Which I just don't believe, because I think friendship is the strongest, deepest connection you can have. Like,
yeah, and they were best friends, which is why they did so much for each other and they had each other's back. It doesn't mean that they're interested in them
they
romantically.
They don't need to be like together like, for that to happen.
That's what you do for like sisters, for best friends.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, we just love to devalue friendship in that way, or just at least put romance above it, which we were talking about this the other day, how important friendship is, even if you're like to lay the groundwork for a relationship anyway. Like, foundation. The second you're immediately putting romantic pressure on someone, it feels weird, at least for me. I don't like it.
100%. And also, there was already a romantic interest being Jonathan Bailey.
Your man.
Yeah, he is beautiful. But going back to our conversation about friendship, like when you focus on developing a friendship first, it relieves the pressure.
Yeah.
And you can just be yourself more. And that's the problem with dating apps, because you go from, I feel like, 0 to 100, because already you just expect we're dating.
Yeah. Because like you've already been like, okay, I'm interested in you romantically.
Literally. Unless you're on like Bumble and you select, like when you first sign up, it's like you're looking for friends or
you can do that?
Romance.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Go Bumble.
I know, right?
Not that they're sponsoring this. Yeah, maybe they're not. Yeah. I have a problem with dating apps for that.
Yeah. It's just like assume romantic interest. And then, I mean, it's hard because how do you tell someone who you've like gone on a date with, actually, I'm sorry, I feel like we'd be like better as friends.
You just have to say it.
honestly, because I mean, obviously ghosting is like the lowest form of like.
Don't ghost.
Yeah.
Don't ghost.
It's horrible. So you just have to try and be as honest as you can. The good thing about Hinge is that you can set like your dating intentions. I mean, you don't have to have it visible on your profile, but you have like short term open to long term open to short, or just long term.
But that also leaves the door open for the liars and manipulators of the world, who are gonna love bomb you.
Yeah, and they're gonna say long term relationship, and then they make you want it.
And this is what we were talking about earlier as well with dating apps. You don't know any of their friends. There's no process of like sizing out their character and knowing who they are. When you meet someone through mutual friends, you kind of know, and they go, oh, this is a good person. You're like, okay, nice. Dating apps, it's so isolated.
It is.
And so that's why I think it can be really common to be like lied to and manipulated.
And they could be like, a master manipulator. Or
many of them out there.
Yeah, literally.
So no screening process on dating apps.
That's hard. It's always better to go through friends. But then obviously if you can't go through friends, then dating apps is your best option. However, I mean, your cousin met her boyfriend on
exactly
a dating app, so it's hard. And like one of my kamate, like her godmother, her daughter has been like dating this amazing guy. He is so sweet, and they met on Hinge like years ago.
Yeah.
And so it's hard. It's like sometimes
you hear
horror stories.
Success stories and you hear the horrors.
Exactly.
It's true.
So it's all about communication. Just being honest. But remember, friendship
is important.
Just so special.
Well, you want to be friends with the person you're dating. Really, come on. Also, I find, when you're developing a friendship with someone, you're really getting to know them on a very real level, and you're seeing them as a whole being, i.e. their flaws, their imperfections, without putting pressure on them to be perfect. I think we can really fall into that trap of perfectionism with dating.
And isn't that what Wicked's all about? Mm-hmm. Embracing imperfection, and it can get messy.
And speaking of being messy but still worthy of love, this is Lola Young on Eastside.
You know I'm impatient, so why would you leave me waiting outside the station when it was like -4 degrees? And I get what you're saying. I just really don't
advice was advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week. But cut me some slack. Who do you want me to be?
That was Lola Young on Breaking Waves with Alex and Jules.
You know what's crazy? We were both sick the other week. And I was literally listening to the news and they were saying how COVID is still going around. And I thought, of course COVID is still going around. It's always going to be going around. You know what the scary thing is? Is that usually it's just winter where it's just everyone gets, you know, their flu shots. Everyone's sick. Sickness is going around. But now, like, every one of my friends has been sick and it's just gone around.
Yeah, and because it's hot, everyone's like, who cares? But it's still raining and shit, so.
But you know what's sad is that it's summer. So that means, I mean, the last time I was sick in December was, you know, during COVID. I was didn't even get to, like.
Do you remember that myth that went around that, like, COVID died in the heat?
What?
It kind of does. I think it's.
No, no, sorry, we're not. That's not.
Yeah, I said myth. I opened myth, with myth.
Sorry. Fair. I was like,
I'm not spreading misinformation. Yeah.
And then, like, people start calling up being like, excuse me.
No, it was a myth. But I mean, I think it.
Well, we know that, like, obviously, COVID's airborne, which is like, is like one of the only viruses that can survive outside the body, which is why it's like so scary.
So contagious. Which is scary because I'm traveling in January. So
I looked up worldwide cases and it looks like. Don't quote me on this. This is covidlive.com.au. But the 7 day average, there's around about 40,000
in the world
every day. Okay. Every Let's week hope in the world.
None of them are in Thailand.
Yeah, because you're doing 5 weeks solo travel. Can I just say, yeah, that's so scary. Why did you want to do solo?
Well, I think for starters, you can do whatever you want to do every day. You can just decide what you're in the mood for. Also, it is scary and it's nerve-wracking, but I think it's a really important experience to have. I'm young and I've saved up for it. I am, you know, it's the perfect time.
Now's the time to do it in your early 20s. Completely. If you're going to do solo travel, just please promise me you'll be careful.
I will be so safe.
I've got your location, so just go.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like really out partying or anything.
And I think it's nice that it was just spontaneously. I mean, you've wanted it for a while, but you booked it in like the last like month.
Yeah, well, because one of my friends, one of my friends as well booked a trip to Bali and did that alone. And it made me go, oh God, I actually have to book it if I want to do it. I keep telling everyone I want to do this, but I'm not actually doing it. I'm not actually facing my fear.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? Actually, we'd spoke about Wicked and how it's like complete opposite people can be friends. We aren't complete opposite, however, in... However, I... And the complete opposite to you when it comes to traveling, that I could never do because it's scary. It's not really safe.
But you want to go skydiving in like a week, which is so terrifying. And I could never do that.
Well, I mean, we're going to be in the Gold Coast and I am never, ever, ever, ever going to make you go or even ask you to come skydiving with me because obviously if like you died, then that would really
be your blood on your hands. Yeah. But you've done it before.
I have. And it was the scariest experience of my life. But I would do it again, and it'd be for like my birthday.
I love that,
which is today. But
happy birthday! Happy birthday! Do you want to go jump out of a plane?
Yeah. Literally, I mean, that's what I want to do. Like a 23rd year of life, just jump out of a plane again.
I love it, 100%. It's the same
spontaneity,
adrenaline, kind of facing your fears. Like when you're young, it's like you got to cross these bridges.
And I'm never going to do it when I have a family and other people to think about. Obviously I do, but it's like right now it's just me. And so it's
mommy, please don't jump out of the plane.
Yeah, literally. Like, oh, imagine that.
How did you feel when you were about to jump off the plane? I need to know.
Oh my God. So you have to be the first one to jump out of the plane because then it's like you don't, but the people that like solo jump out, they jump out first and they like make a spectacle. So they like flip out of the plane. They'll be like, it's terrifying. However, my mate deliberately had me at the front. So when you leave the plane, you swing your legs off and you're looking down 12,000 feet and you like can't see anything. I know. And obviously, and then it's like 3, 2, 1. Imagine guys in your dream when you're falling. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, thank God it was just a dream. However,
oh my God.
It's that dip and you realize, oh my freaking gosh, I can't undo this. I'm falling. I'm actually falling, possibly to my death if my parachute doesn't open and I'm not in the dream. Unfortunately, for the whole 60 seconds free fall, with like zero gravity, right?
Yeah.
I had my eyes closed the whole time.
Well, no. And that's kind of a lot of gravity.
Yeah, look.
Like almost.
Like zero gravity.
You're just flying. Yeah, defying gravity. It's all about Wicked.
Yeah, no, literally. And it's the most terrifying thing. So I think that's why I want to do it again.
Yeah.
Because I had my eyes closed the whole time and it was like, open your eyes.
Wow.
So obviously had the camera there.
But you were like nervous. I would have peed my pants, I think.
Yeah, it was the worst thing. Yeah, but my earrings just boop. They just came out of my ears. They just went. They disappeared. I don't know where they are.
That's why you want to go up again.
Yeah.
To find the earrings.
To actually try. They're still floating. They're still gravity. Oh my God. Would you do it? Would you go? Would you skydive?
Like I wish I could say that I could do it, but I guess it is just about doing it, right?
On Monday and I went on the Saturday. I didn't have anyone to go with. I actually put it on my Instagram story. I was so stressed with like in uni with all my exams. I was like, I need something to combat the stress. I need something more stressful so that I forget about the exams. It's actually like psychology.
Yeah, totally. You're like, I am going to make this a life. Actually, I'm going to actually face a life or death situation.
Literally.
And it'll put everything into perspective.
But you got to do it with a friend. I mean, I did it with a friend.
Yeah,
you don't have to. I'm not going to ask or make you do.
No, I think that we should defy gravity together. Damn, we'll know. Okay, how about?
We'll know. I mean, guys, it's like $400 to skydive. So
well, I'm not doing it.
I know, which sucks because then it's good. You don't want a $10
skydive. Yeah, yeah. There's like sketchy guys. Like, do you want to come skydive for free in my plane?
Honestly, there was no better feeling than when the parachute opened.
Yeah. And I wasn't dead.
Honestly. But as soon as I landed, I went straight back to worrying about exams. So I think, honestly, that when you do something impulsively just to try and deal with stress, whether it's drinking or jumping out of a plane, you just got to deal with the problem itself.
Yeah.
Nerves come and go. But when you are feeling nervous, deal with it appropriately.
Maybe don't jump out of a plane.
Instead, listen to some chill music, some feel good. Mm-hmm. This is Marabou State with Nervous Ticks on Eastside. Breaking Waves with Alex and Jules on Eastside 89.7. Have a Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And a happy silly season to those who celebrate.
And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.